We're doing Sefer Maasiyot, and we were discussing the story of Rebbe and Antoninus, that the Roman Emperor Antoninus used to visit Rebbe frequently, and he told Rebbe that he wanted no one present when he visited Rebbe. We're not yet up to that work. We're doing a story first, and then we'll move on to that. So, one time he came and he found Rebbe Chanina Bar Choma sitting with Rebbe, and he got very upset. He said, I ordered you not to have anyone present when I come. To which Rebbe replied, don't worry, that guy's not like everyone else. So the king tells Rebbe Chanina, go bring me the eunuch who's waiting at the door. And Rebbe Chanina goes to the door, and he finds the eunuch wallowing in his blood, because Antoninus would always take along two soldiers who he thought deserved execution, and he'd kill one at the entrance to Rebbe's house, and one when he got back home, so that no one would find out that he was going to learn Torah by Rebbe. So Rebbe Chanina was told to go and bring the eunuch, and when he gets there, he finds him dead, wallowing in his blood. So he stands there and he ponders, what am I supposed to do now? You're not supposed to give back. You're not supposed to bring back bad news. So what am I going to do? I'll come back, I'll tell him the guy is dead. That's bad news. Not supposed to give bad news. Should I just walk off? So you're not supposed to deride the aristocracy, the king. I just walk off. What can I do? So he stood there and started davening that the eunuch should come back to life. And he did. He stood up and walks back with the eunuch and he says, Your Majesty, you want me to bring him? Now, he didn't know that Antoninus was the one who had killed him. So now Antoninus looks at the guy he just slayed at the entrance to Rebbe's house, standing there whole and complete. And he says, I know you guys have people among you who could bring back the dead, but I'm warning you, Rebbe, I'm not impressed. I don't want to ever find someone else with you when I come to talk to you. Now, when Antoninus would come before Rebbe, Rebbe would offer to bow down completely before him, and Antoninus would refuse. He'd say, the truth is, you deserve more honor. And I wish I were under your feet in the world to come. And Rebbe told him, don't worry, you will inherit the Garden of Eden in the world to come. So Antoninus asked Rebbe, but the Torah says there will be no remnant to the house of Esav, and I'm the Roman emperor, so I'm the house of Esav. So Rebbe explained to him, that's only if you go in the footsteps of Esav, if you behave like Esav, but you and your friends, whoever behaves nicely, whoever behaves the way you guys behave, you have a portion in the world to come. And that's really the tradition we have, that only the house of Esav, only those that behave like him, don't have a portion in the world to come. So Antoninus asked Rebbe, but the prophet says, Shama Edom Milachea, that in perdition is where you'll find the Edomite kings. So he said, yeah, it doesn't say all the kings. It says, you'll find the kings. Some you'll find there and some you won't. Antoninus, you're going to make it out alive. Don't worry. Now one day, Antoninus asked Rebbe, he said, I want to appoint my son Asurius as emperor. And I want to make the people of Tveria free of taxes for a year. And I can't do both at the same time because we're not allowed to make the emperor is not allowed to make two laws at the same time, two decrees at the same time. What should I do? So Rebbe used to give him answers in pantomime form. Sometimes they couldn't communicate openly. So Rebbe took Rebbe and Antoninus. Sometimes they had to communicate in clandestine form. They couldn't communicate openly. So Rebbe took two people and he told one person, give the other guy a ride on your shoulders. And so one guy's giving the other guy a piggyback ride. And the guy on top, he gave him a bird and he said, let the bird go free. So the answer he was telling him is, appoint your son king, because that's what you think you should do. And then tell your son to make the people of Tveria free of taxes. That he could make a decree, and that's what he did. One day he sent word to him, he said, I know that my top officers are plotting to rebel against me. What should I do? How should I put down the rebellion? So Rebbe took Antoninus with him to his garden, and he said, come, I'll show you. And he plucked a radish. The next day he plucked another radish. The third day he plucked the third radish. Now what he was telling him is, if you want to get rid of those that are rebelling against you, you can't kill them all at once. Then the UN will intervene and bomb you. So what you got to do is kill them one at a time. So take down the people who are rebelling one at a time, just like I picked the radishes. he had a daughter whose name was Gira. So one day he sent Rebbe a vegetable called Gar Gira. And Rebbe sent him back Kusbarta, a different type of vegetable. So he sent back Karte. So Rebbe sent him back a vegetable called Chasa, meaning in their language, in Roman, they used to call adultery Gar. So he sent him a vegetable, Gar Gira. My daughter Gira was Gar. She went off with, she committed adultery. So Rebbe sent him back a vegetable called Kus Bauta. Kus in Aramaic means to slaughter. Bauta means daughter. So he said, execute her, okay? She's committing adultery, what you going to do? So he sent him back a vegetable called Karte, which means, Karte means cut off. If I'm going to cut off my daughter, I'm not going to have any inheritor to the throne. She's the last one left. I can't do that. So Rebbe sent him back a vegetable called Chasa. Chasa means have pity. Okay, so have pity, don't kill her. And that way you'll save the inheritors to the throne. So the students once asked Rebbe, why do you always have to send the messages in pantomime form? Why don't you just tell them openly? So he said, the verse says in Koheles, Kiyof HaShemayim Yulich Takol, even the birds will quote you. Even the birds will quote things that you say. Anything that's said, so you never know who's listening, you never know who's quoting. If I send them in code, so only he and I understand. So that's the stories we have, some of the stories we have of Rebbe and Antoninus. There were once two people who wanted to go a great distance, and they had a large volume of grain. So they went to a pious man and they told him, you watch over it. And they went their way. And that year there was a lot of rain. And the guy was worried that all the grain they left him would turn moldy. So he's in charge of a huge volume of grain. And the year is very wet. And he has to be a trusted, he has to treat their grain in a trusted fashion. So pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.